You are listening to Grounded Presents featuring Coach Kimmy J, founder of Unveiled Silhouette, with an episode of COB.
Hello, hello, hello. Good morning and welcome to another episode of COB with Coach Kimmy J, which is an entity of Unveiled Silhouette. I just want to thank you as always for another opportunity to share the word as it has been ministered to myself. I pray that you all are having a wonderful day. And before we get started, as always, let us start with a word of prayer. Heavenly Father, we just thank you this morning. Thank you for this day. Thank you for your grace and your mercy. Thank you for giving your angels charge over us, for protecting us and keeping us as we've gone around. We pray, Lord, that the words of my mouth and the meditations of my heart are acceptable in your sight. We pray always that your word falls on fertile soil, that people will receive it, that they will share it, and that they will know that you are a God that is worthy to be served, that you are a faithful God, and that they cry out, "What must I do to be saved?" So we just put it all in your hands, Lord. Thank you for an opportunity. Thank you for using me as your vessel. In the mighty name of Jesus, we do pray. Amen. 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 So I just want to take this time, as always, not to hold you long. Today's subject title is called GPS. GPS. And we all are familiar with GPS. You may have had to use it at some point in time before GPS. We were using maps, road maps, paper maps, and everything, trying to find out where we were going. So GPS stands for Global Positioning System. GPS for the world stands for Global Positioning System. And what it is that we have these well spaced out satellites that orbit the Earth and make it possible for people with ground receivers, for us that's our cell phones, GPS devices, but those with ground receivers, to pinpoint our geographical locations. So that's what a GPS does. So our geographical locations, the GPS tells us where we physically are. But what I have always enjoyed about using the GPS system, because it's been very helpful, I've had a career in social work where I had to do home visits and had no idea about certain areas or where I was going, and we used the GPS. All we would have to do is just plug in our location and wham, here you got step-by-step instructions to get to that next destination. And it has gotten so advanced now that it's recalculating or rerouting if we miss our turns. But what happens when technology fails us? I mean, because we know, some of us more recently than others, that outages are becoming more common. You know, if we don't have access to our technology, we become lost, afraid, and even frustrated, especially if you're trying to get somewhere within a certain amount of time. We have, you know, if you're solely dependent on that GPS system or your phone or whatever, and it dies, what are you supposed to do? So I want to talk about a different GPS system that is far more advanced, far more useful, that you're going to have to use every single day, that will just bless you. And I want us to call this GPS system, we're going to change global and we're going to change it to God. God's positioning system. So first off, it's not man-made. It's not dependent on anything. So we're never going to have to worry about any type of glitches, outages, or anything. It's not man-made. It's not man-dependent. So we don't have to worry about that. We can scratch that off our worries. Secondly, it doesn't just look at our physical locations like the global positioning system. It looks at, it sees where we are spiritually. It sees where we are mentally, emotionally, and thank goodness, even financially. And with it, there's no way that you can get lost and stay lost. You may get off track, but you will not stay lost using God's positioning system. You don't have to have any additional equipment. There's no monthly fees or anything along those lines. And you don't have to have any regular updates for its accessibility. So God's positioning system already sounds like a wonderful thing that I want to be a part of immediately. You still have the advantages of having step-by-step directions. And you still have the rerouting feature for when you get off track. When you get off course, God's positioning system will bring you on back to track of where you need to go. And so don't take my word for it. We have scriptures that back this up. If you know, most of the times I'm coming from the New Living Translation with the passage of scriptures. Our first one that we have will be Psalms 32:8. Psalms 32nd chapter, verse 8. It says, "The Lord says, I will guide you along the best pathway for your life. I will advise you and watch over you." So we know with the global positioning system, it's only going to take you to that destination. And once it's done, it's done. But with God's positioning system, the wonderful thing about it, he's going to be guiding you for the best pathway for your life. So that means it's not just something temporary. And he's going to be watching over us and advising us. The GPS doesn't care if you get lost. It doesn't care that at the end of its destination, it tells you you should be there and there's a lake in front of you. God's positioning system sees all that and anticipates all the things that we could never even imagine coming into contact with. But not only that, we have still have, like I said, that talking feature. Isaiah 30 and 21 tells us our own ears will hear him. Right behind you will be a voice that will say, this is the way you should go. Go whether to the right or to the left. So many times people say, I just don't understand. I got so many decisions. I just don't know what to do. I just don't know which path to take. God is telling you in his word that he will tell you if you would listen. He will be that voice that you hear that's going to tell you to go left or right. So a lot of things you can cut out, the confusion, getting lost and all of that. You don't even have to worry about it with God's positioning system. God's positioning system, he will go before us and make the crooked places straight. This says that in Isaiah 45 and 2. Isn't that wonderful to know that you can go on a trip, you can be on your path, and you don't have to worry about any type of distractions. You don't have to worry about any type of construction. You don't have to worry about any detours because God is already telling you step by step the best pathway for you to take. You don't have to worry about it. And that is such an amazing thing that you should be able to wake up every morning and know that your path and your course is already set and that you don't have to worry about anything along the way. Proverbs 3 and C. That, you know, so I was telling you that you didn't have to have any special equipment or special devices and updates, but there is something that you will need to do in order for this global positioning system. You know, that's one thing, but in order for the God's positioning system, there is one thing that you really specifically need to do, and that is seek. Just like you get on your trips with the global positioning system, you already have it mapped out, you already know where you want to go, you have to map that out and plan it out. So the same thing applies with God's positioning system. You have to seek his will in all that you do, and he will show you which path to take. So if you would just seek his will, you are already promised that he will show you which path to take. And it says that in Proverbs, the third chapter, verse 6. But also in Proverbs, when you're seeking, that's one thing I told you that you got to do for this God's positioning system. But I need you to look. One thing about any GPS system, whether it's the global or especially in this God's positioning, we're never looking backwards. The systems do not care about the past or what's behind you. We have to look forward. And that is something very imperative to God's positioning system. Proverbs 4 and 25 says, look straight ahead and fix your eyes on what lies before you. If you want to make it to your destination, you can't worry about what's on the side. You can't worry about what you passed by. You have to look straight ahead and focus those eyes on what lies before you. And lastly, Proverbs 20 and 24, it says, the Lord directs our steps. So why try to understand everything along the way? Listen, if you truly submit and seek God, you don't have to worry about the detours. You don't have to worry about the construction. You don't have to worry about trying to find a shortcut. You don't have to pull out a road map or a compass. You don't have to ask people that went before you what was the best way they went, because things are constantly changing and evolving. If you would just let the Lord direct your steps, you don't have to worry about anything else. And so I hope this encourages you. This message should encourage you each and every morning when you wake up, each and every day when you're trying to decide what decision to make, where to go, what job to take, who you should marry, how to raise the children, all even the little things. He even loves the smallest things about us to what you're going to eat, because he provides all of that for us. You don't have to wreck your brain and be frustrated and go through all this, because he's telling you God's positioning system is the best daily system that you can use to decide your next course of action. It will never fail you. It will never go out. You don't have to ever do any type of upgrades. It's not temporary. If you would just seek him and if you would just look, then you will definitely make it to your destination, because he promises in his word to do the best pathway for your life. Amen. I pray that this word encourages you and reminds you that you're never alone and that God is concerned about everything that is about you. And I just continue to pray that you will pray with me and for me as I pray for and with you, as we continue to work on things throughout the end of each day, taking it to the Lord in prayer. And let us close out with prayer. Heavenly Father, we thank you for this word reminding us that you are the best positioning system, God's positioning system, will get us to our destinations without any problem, without any blunder. You have already worked it out for us. And for that, Lord, we already give you praise and we already give you thanks. We give you the glory and the honor, and we continue to pray that you watch over us until we meet again. In the mighty, magnificent name of Jesus, we do pray. Amen. Amen. So that's another episode of COB with Coach Kimmy J, an entity of Unveiled Silhouette. Be blessed as well as a blessing until we meet again. Thank you.
To share your story or to learn more about how you could become an affiliate of Grounded and possibly be featured in an upcoming interview or podcast, visit groundedjeremiah2911.com.